있어
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto has pledged to establish 30 new medical faculties at universities across Indonesia to address the growing shortage of medical practitioners in the country. The president stated this while inaugurating the Mahar Marjono National Brain Hospital here on Tuesday. President Prabowo Subianto is set to issue a regulation establishing the Hajj and Umrah Ministry following parliamentary approval of its legal foundation, according to the Presidential Communication Office. This was stated by PCO Chief Hassan Nasbi at press conference on Tuesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta hanyalah bualan dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Padamu jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti.
Indonesia. VOR.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Satu, kau selalu.
Going to play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Wons came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kalbuku, dalam hati ada satu. Okay.
afternoon, VOI listeners. Welcome back to the afternoon session of Indonesia today. How are you? I'm feeling good. I'll be your host for the next 6 hours. You're here with me, Yunika. And of course, if you are listening to us through our online streaming, voinews.id, you can also check out our app. If you want a much easier access, you can download our app RRI Digital, available on Android and also iOS. And not only that, you can get our updates from Indonesia to the world, you know, from our social media, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And if you want to send us something, input, feedbacks, we are very much welcome. So go ahead and contact our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62 821 238 1210, +62 821 238 1210. And now I'll be playing you another, you know, song from Indonesia from one of my favorite artists, Kunto Aji, Topik Semalam.
Tanyakan lagi arah kita. Sanggupkah aku mengikatmu untuk selamanya? Kau jangan takut. Sana kau jangan takut, walau semua masih ada di kepala. Jika kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti engkau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti engkau bahagia. Tapi tunggu dulu, kurangkai dengan waktu. Ku semai harapanmu sebelum ku temui ayahmu. Jika kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti kan engkau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti kan engkau bahagia. Kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti kan engkau bahagia. bisa bertahan. Menungguku di sini, ku pastikan engkau bahagia. Tapi tunggu dulu, ku rangkai dengan waktu. Ku semai harapanmu, sebelum ku temui ayah.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Faras is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang Cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to mobilize all its resources to oppose Israel's plans to annex the Gaza Strip. This was said by Deputy Foreign Minister Anis Mata in an emergency ministerial session on the OIC in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on Monday. He warned that Israel's push to realize its vision of a greater Israel and its ambition to assert full control over Gaza poses an existential threat to the survival and sovereignty of countries in the region. Mata stressed that unity and collective mechanism are essential to safeguard the sovereignty and future of OIC member states. No matter how long it takes or how great the sacrifice required, Palestine will always remain the beating heart of this community. He declared that. And he also urged the OIC to work with international and organization to immediately end the war in Gaza and ensure humanitarian aid delivery through all possible routes. So if you want more news like this, you can check out our website at rri.co.id. Available on the website itself, we have the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay updated with a trusted source on at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
我从老人传下的好几十年了，到现在我70岁了。
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong?Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI will service Voice of Indonesia team, local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact,in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu.Memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District. In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm.One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island.Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun.The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, Do not enter. Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini,
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have in 38th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Netty, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kemplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kamplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kek clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangbongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment, as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan kita di sini, kalau sembahyang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, itu Pak.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, cumi.
The first process of making this kemplang is putting together squid, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and getas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat and also to Jakarta.
process of making kerupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kemplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Begitu berarti, oh, tak juga kupungkiri. Ternyata kaulah yang selalu di hati. Kurasa ku sampai di ujung jalanku. Tempatku berhenti dan bernyanyi. Oh, jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung hatimu. Ku rekatkan erat di nadimu, mengalir di darahmu dan terbelenggu. Takkan pernah lekang oleh di pelukmu hingga akhir aku. Jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung.
Aku mengikatmu. untuk selamanya. Kau jangan takut, aku punya rencana. Kau jangan takut, walau semua masih ada di kepala. Jika kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Tapi tunggu dulu, kurangkai dengan waktu. Ku semai harapanmu, sebelum ku temui ayahmu. Jika kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Tapi tunggu dulu, kurangkai dengan waktu. Ku semai harapanmu, sebelum ku temui ayahmu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tanpa dirimu enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Oh, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam dan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata? Angin berbisik antar senyummu, lepas kendali ku tersipu. Bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali kupikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu semata.
Rahasia, bila jalanku bukan dirimu. suaramu. Kini ku rindu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupees.